至到二十二節，士師記十六章是在我們舊約聖經322頁，士師記十六章第十九節，大利拉使參孫浸著他的室睡覺，叫了一個人來剃除他頭上的七條髮縷，於是大利拉克制他，他的力氣就離開了他。第二十節，大利拉說：參孫啊，非利士人哪裡來了？參孫從睡中醒來，心裡說：我要像前幾次出去活動身體。他卻不知道耶和華已經離開他了。非利士人將他拿住，剜了他的眼睛，帶他下到加撒，用銅鏈拘索他，他就在監裏推磨。然而他的頭髮被剃之後，又漸漸長起來了。聖經讀畢，願神祝福他的話語。
現在我們請楊偉傑牧師來宣讀。
The scripture from Judges that our elder Pauline just read is about the story of Samson. From verse 19, after putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. And 20, then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know the Lord had left him. Verse 21, then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. They set him to grinding grain in the prison. And verse 22, but the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. 各位兄弟姊妹，各位朋友，耶稣是我们信仰的中心，我们整个信仰的中心是耶稣基督。其他宗教可能是集中在其他的东西，但是我们的宗教一定是集中在耶稣基督。耶稣是救主，基督是上帝立的主，上帝定的皇帝。所有信靠耶稣基督的，我们都是兄弟姊妹，无分彼此。 Brothers and sisters and friends, Jesus is the center of our religion. Other religions may focus on something else, but our religion focuses on Jesus Christ. Jesus means Savior. Christ, the Lord anointed by God. All those who trust in Christ, Christ alone, we are brothers and sisters. 今日是复活节，耶稣基督复活的日子。耶稣是星期五被杀的，在星期五晚仍然在坟墓里面。 星期六晚仍然在坟墓里面，是星期日，就是今朝的早晨，我们所纪念今朝的早晨，他是复活。 Today is the day the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus was put to death on Friday, and Friday night he was in the grave. Saturday night he was in the grave, and Sunday morning he lived again, rose again. 是什么意思呢？他最重要主复活告诉我们是什么信息呢？就是他不是单单一个人，他是好像他所宣告的，他是上帝的儿子来的，他有永生，有永恒的生命在他里面。而圣经说，所有有耶稣基督在里面的都有永恒的生命。就算你有几百万、几千万、几亿万的身家，你都没有永恒的生命的。但是你有耶稣基督在你心灵里面，在你生命里面，你就有永恒的生命。 What does that mean? What's the meaning of resurrection? That means he proves to the whole world that he's not just a man. He is, as he claimed, the Son of God. He has everlasting life. Those who have Jesus, they have everlasting life. Even if we have a lot of money, millions, billions of dollars, we cannot have everlasting life. But if we have Jesus in our heart, in our life, we have everlasting life. 我们的身体是会死的，你知道，我们有一天我们的身体都会死，埋葬，甚至腐烂在地里面。但我们里面原来有个灵魂是不会死的。耶稣说，凡活着信我的必永远不死。我们里面有一个永生的灵魂在里面，是不会死的。你可以见到临死之前那一刻，都会有基督徒擘大眼，流住眼泪，微微笑地跟你说，不用担心，我是天堂。原来里面我们有个灵魂是不会死的。耶稣基督说，凡活着信我的必永远不死。而时候到，上帝会再创造过一个永恒的身体给我们，他会再创造一个不死的身体给我们。我们会有灵魂，有身体，我们会再生活在上帝的国里面，在天堂再生活。凡是相信耶稣基督的人就有永恒的生命。耶稣基督说，他就是生命的树，他就是葡萄树，他就是那棵有生命的树。我们是树枝而已，树枝连接在树上面就不死了，你会再一次开花结果。 Our bodies will die someday. We all know it is very clear. Our bodies will die someday and decay. But our souls will not die. We have a soul inside of us will never die, because Jesus said, for those who believe in me, they'll never die. We have a soul.And time will come that God will recreate a new everlasting body for us. We'll live again in His paradise. And those who have Jesus Christ have everlasting life. And Jesus Christ is the tree of life, and we are the branches. As long as the branch is in the tree, the branch will live. They'll never die.我们见到这个复活的神迹，每年都见到一次的，其实真是神迹来的。在冬天的时候，你走去 backyard 看看你的树，好像没有生命一样，好像枯干落晒叶，都不知道它死了没有，几个月都是这样。但是棵树是有生命的， 当春天一来，复活节一来，你再出去睇下，我出去睇下我后面嗰棵嘅李树，又生翻白花啦，又发芽啦。你行埋啲蚊香喷喷添啦，开始有蜜糖咁样流出嚟啦，有蜜蜂去采蜜啦，绿叶又再出嚟，花又再出嚟，慢慢生果又再出嚟。嗰棵树系有生命嘅。耶稣基督就是生命树，我们是枝子，耶稣不会死，我们都不会死。 We see the miracle of life every year. In winter, the tree in your backyard looks like dead. We are not sure whether it's dead or not. All the leaves fallen, no sign of life for several months.But the tree has life. When springtime comes, when Easter comes, green leaves will come up again, flowers will appear, and the fruit will grow again. The tree has life. And Jesus is the tree of life. We are the branches. As long as the branches is in the tree, you will not die. You have life. You'll live again. For sure. 我们每一年都见一次。我相信这个是上帝特别的安排，这样发生春天的季节，复活的季节，去提醒我们耶稣基督就是生命树。耶稣说，我就是复活，我就是生命，复活在我，生命也在我。白花开始出，红花又开始出，黄花又开始出，生命一路再创造出来，生果开始出。我们看着这些生命慢慢长出来，我们心里面要受鼓励。啊，上帝又再提醒我，耶稣基督就是生命树，我们是枝子，耶稣基督不会死，他有永恒的生命，我们都不会死，我们都有永恒的生命。We see this miracle every year, Easter season. It is the special arrangement of God to remind us that Jesus is the tree of life. It is not coincidence, it is the special arrangement of the Lord, Easter season, springtime. Come together, the Easter lily, how beautiful. It is the special arrangement of God to remind us that Jesus is the life, Jesus is the tree of life.As Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. I am. The white flowers coming, the red flowers, the yellow flowers are all being recreated. We watch them grow and be encouraged. Jesus is the tree of life. And we are the branches. Jesus is everlasting life. Will not die. We shall live. We have everlasting life.我们身体会死，但我们的灵魂在里面不死。 Our bodies will die. A soul inside of us never die. A day will come. A new everlasting body will be recreated for each one of us. 有一天会来，一个新的永恒的身体会再创造一个给我们，上帝的应许。我们照着我们读经的指引，已经读到来士师记，差不多读完这本士师记。而今天的经文就在士师记出，就讲到一个大能的战士打仗的，叫做参孙。他真的很犀利，他可以赤手空拳打死一只狮子，大能的勇士。而他和上帝有一个协议，就是他要不要碰上帝说那些是污糟的东西，不要碰，他要干净，他要圣洁，这样他的头发就会是圣洁做证据。而他不要剪那些头发，因为那些头发就是代表上帝和他一起，上帝的能力和他一起。 You know, we have been following the BibleReading schedule. And now we have almost finished the book of Judges. The scripture today was about a mighty warrior called Samson. He was so strong that he could kill a lion even with his bare hands. He had an agreement with God that he should stay away from the dirty things, and his hair will be holy and clean. And he should not cut his hair, because the hair will represent the presence of God. 上帝同佢一齐，佢有大能去做一个战士，但好可惜，佢冇好好同上帝同行。长话短说，最后连啲头发都俾人剪咗。上帝离开佢，能力离开佢，一个大能嘅战士啊，沦落到成为一个好羞耻嘅监等。兄弟姊妹，在我们基督徒的人生旅程的时候，都会一次两次，我们没有好好与主同行，沦落到一个光景，自己觉得很羞耻，很软弱，求主怜悯。但是因为主的怜悯，我们刚才读的圣经最后一句说，参孙头上的头发又渐渐长起来了，主的同在又渐渐回来了，主的能力又渐渐回来了，主的怜悯绝不会断绝。每早晨这都是新的，他的怜悯，他的信实极其广大。上帝的怜悯，上帝的宽恕，一定不会没晒的，决不至断绝。每早晨这都是新的，每朝后早都给我们机会再来过。他的信实极其广大，到最后这个参孙，他死的时候所做的事，比他一生所做的事更加伟大。 The presence of God gave him mighty power to do the job of a warrior. Unfortunately, he didn't walk closely with God and ended up losing his hair. Losing the presence of God, losing the mighty power. A mighty warrior became a lonely, shameful prisoner. But by the mercy of God, the hair on his head began to grow again. By the mercy of God. As the scripture said, the mercy of the Lord will not exhaust. Every morning is new. The faithfulness of our Lord is great. So the presence of God and the power of God came back to him again. In the end, he did even bigger things than what he had done before. 各位兄弟姊妹，各位朋友，耶稣基督是我们信仰的中心。我们有耶稣，有永恒的生命。只要我们日日和耶稣同行，耶稣在我们里面，我们是没有问题的。这种这么坚强的信心，只要我有耶稣，只要耶稣叫我怎样，我照着去做，跌倒我又爬起身，错了我又求宽恕，求主加我力量继续向前行，我就得了，我就 OK 了。这种这么坚强的信心对我们基督徒的人生是非常重要的。 Brothers, sisters and friends,Jesus Christ is the center of our religion. We have Jesus. We have everlasting life. Don't worry about the future. Our future is okay. You are good. You have everlasting life. But as for today, we got to have a strong and solid faith that as long as I walk with Jesus, I'm fine. No fear. No worry. No anxiety. You sin, and ask for pardon. Ask for pardon of the Lord. You fell, you stood up again and again. As long as we walk with Jesus, we are fine. We are on the right track. 各位兄弟姊妹，我今天很高兴我们的兄弟 Andrew 会坚信坚强他的信心，在我们众人面前承认他自己确信耶稣基督是主，是救主。他小的时候洗礼归主，但今天作为一个成人，他在大家面前公开的承认耶稣基督是我的救主，是我的生命的主。我们大家一起做见证人。 Brothers, sisters, friends, today we are very happy that our brother Andrew will confirm his faith before all of us. He was baptized into Jesus when he was a baby, but today as an adult, he is going to publicly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is my Savior and the Lord of my life. We're going to be witnesses to his confirmation of faith today.